Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Cats 105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hope it's going to be a great day today for you. Hope it's going to be really good. It's going to be hot once again. Another hot, hot day for us. Muggy, all that kind of stuff. Over in other countries, places like Burger King and McDonald's have different foods there that we can't get here. Or different specials. There's one that's been launched in Japan. I will tell you about it in just a few minutes. We should have it here. Okay? I'll tell you what it is in a bit. Right now, here's Aerosmith.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While
stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Take
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. I don't know if you've stopped by our website yet or not and checked out our big deal store, but if you haven't, you should. Go to WCFW.FM. Okay, it's WCFW.FM, not .com. WCFW.FM. Bookmark our website. Check it out. Up at the top of the page, you're going to see a banner that says big deals that could save you 30 to 50%. Every day on all these different items that are on there. And we're always putting new stuff on there for you. There's businesses right here in the Chippewa Valley and also across the state. So you never know. Maybe you're going to be doing a little traveling, a little vacationing. You might be able to save you some money. Go check it out. See what we've got for you. Our big deals on our website, WCFW.FM. Now it's ZZ Top 105.7 CFW. Thank you. 1057 CFW 80s, 90s, more. This is pretty interesting. You know, over in other countries like Burger King's, McDonald's, things like that, in a lot of these other countries, they serve things there that they don't hear. Or they try things over in some of these other countries, and if it works out, then all of a sudden it shows up in the United States and things like that. Now, I don't know if this is going to show up here or not, but Burger King in Japan has just unveiled a brand new burger. That is, well, it's $18 just for the burger, 18 bucks. But check this out. It's 5 burger patties, 4 slices of bacon, and 4 slices of cheddar cheese. So it's a 5 burger, 5 patty sandwich. That's a lot of burger right there. 5 burgers and then all that cheddar. I don't know what the calorie count is on it, but it's got to be up there a ways, I would think. So would you try that? The 5 burger patty at Burger King. Now, if it's the regular burgers, but if it's 5 Whoppers stacked up, oh, man, that would be craziness. Now, I couldn't do it, but I have a good friend of mine, a buddy of mine, and he likes to eat. Let's put it that way. He would probably call that an appetizer, I think.
Babe, was it easy to leave you alone? describe all my longing for love. I don't want my feelings restrained. For me, I just need you like ever before. Just imagine, come through the storm. You take all my sorrow away. There's no one like you.
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
The bells of the cathedral.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Text through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. It comes from John. John said, hey, Mike, I'd try that Burger King 5-burger patty thing. He said, it sounds pretty good to me. I'd go for it. I love a double Whopper, so 5 patties wouldn't be that big of a deal. That would be a big deal, guy. 5 Whopper patties. Now, the story I had a few minutes ago from Burger King in Japan, they've got a brand new burger, and it's 5 hamburger patties. I'll bet it's the small ones, the regular ones. 5 Whopper patties, and John says it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Dude, if I ate that, I wouldn't be able to move for a week.
The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill. Shout it, no lagging. Rocky Casbah, Rocky Casbah. Shout it, no lagging. Rocky Casbah. We'll be right back.
There you go, 99 Red Balloons, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. I worked at a radio station one time, and they only had the German version of that song. So just played every time. It was so very, it was very strange. I said, can we get, you know, the English version of it? No, it's the only one we got. So we can't get another version of it? Yeah, it's fine. Okay. There's some interesting characters in the world of radio. That's why I've enjoyed this career for so many, many years. Hey, coming up, I've got your stupid criminal story of the day on the way with a guy that was burglarizing a home. Wait till you hear what he told police, why he was there, and how he was dressed. It's coming up. Don't move.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Too far from home. She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles on those twisting, turning roads.
Thank you.
That's Bob Seger with the Silver Bullet Band, Hollywood Nights, 105.7 CFW. 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, here's our stupid criminal story of the day today. Police were called in Beijing, China, when neighbors in an apartment building said they heard a ruckus coming from one of the apartments near them. When police arrived on the scene, that's when they caught a man who was ransacking the home of a woman who was not home at the time. When police stopped the man, he said that he was actually restocking the woman's medicine cabinet. By the way, police said when they detained the man, he was dressed as a nurse, like a throwback nursing outfit, you know, like a dress and the little hat and all that stuff. Yes, like a female nurse from like back in the, they said like back in the 60s kind of look. He's not a nurse. He has nothing to do with the medical profession at all. He was arrested and taken in. They said they were going to stop by a hospital and have him get a little checkup just to see exactly what was going on before he was charged with anything. Thankfully, no one was hurt. They said they don't think that he put anything in the woman's medicine cabinet. They suggested that she clear it out anyway just to, you know, make sure. You know, the one thing that I got from this story was, people still have medicine cabinets?
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Know what the internet is good for?
Funny cat videos?
That too. But I'm thinking research.
Researching funny cat videos?
Know what the internet is bad for?
Civilized discourse?
That too. But I'm thinking researching things where big emotions are involved.
Oh, you're talking about...
The big thing. The big question. I'm Nicole Lasker, and before you start your next chapter,
visit Laskers.
We've developed the best way to help you find the right one for the right one. We know the questions to ask and the styles she's sure to love.
The sparkly of the sparkliest, and more of them. We make engagement ring shopping easier.
How do we know what she'll love? It's something that comes with almost 100 years of hearing.
Yes.
That's the reason we love what we do. And Laskers wants her to love it just as much as you do.
Wait a second. What if she says no?
Funny cat videos?
Good call. Laskers. Just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at laskers.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The State Bar of Wisconsin has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty over its diversity, equity, and inclusion criteria. The conservative law firm filed the lawsuit in December of 2023, claiming the criteria was discriminatory for excluding individuals based on race. Under the settlement agreement, the State Bar of Wisconsin will now be required to remove race-based criteria from its programs, as well as revise its definition of diversity to exclude religion, sex, and other identity characteristics. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to halt efforts to impose new restrictions on essential health, education, and social service programs. The lawsuit argues that the additional restrictions put access to community services like Head Start, adult education, and community health centers at risk. The coalition is asking a federal court to declare the new rules unlawful and halt their implementation through injunctions. The criminal case against an Eau Claire man accused of being in possession of a firearm and causing a lockdown at Putnam Heights Elementary School in April has been suspended. 33-year-old Andre Sachuga was also charged with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer in relation to the April incident. Following a hearing on Monday, the court found that Sechuga was not competent to proceed at this time, and a review hearing was scheduled for October. Sechuga was committed to DHS, and the case was suspended until that hearing. Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, Laura Benjamin, hosted a town hall in Chippewa Falls on Monday night. Benjamin met with a number of local residents at Irvin Park, sharing detailed information about some of the lesser-known provisions in the new federal budget bill. Questions from area residents attending the town hall centered on issues like health care access and Social Security funding. Some also lamented the influence of big money in politics just months after watching the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be hot and muggy today. The heat index pushing 100 or better with an actual high in the low to mid-90s this afternoon. A few thunderstorms late this afternoon and tonight. Some of those could be strong to severe with hail and wind being the main threat tomorrow. Partly cloudy thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75. CFW.
Got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far.
Brian Adams, Summer of 69, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s. Morning, Mike McKay along with you. I love to get feedback from you and to hear from you, get texts through that Civic Media app, you know, get voicemails, things like that. It's great to hear from you. I love it. I love it. I love it. That song from Brian Adams, recently I played that song a while back and I had mentioned that we were closer to 2069 than 1969. I got more texts from people telling me that we don't need to know those types of things. I think you do. I really do. And that's why I share them with you. And that's why you listen, don't you?
80s, 90s, and more.
I wanna fly away.
105.7 CFW.